In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A very interesting speech on the separation of church and state was given recently by American University professor Daniel Dreisbach at Hillsdale College. No metaphor in American letters has had a greater influence on judicial decisions than Thomas Jefferson's wall of separation between church and state. Many people think those words are in the Constitution, which they are not. But nevertheless, the metaphor has become the basis for those who try to assert that the First Amendment separated religion and the state, thereby mandating a strict secular nation. Some activist judges have tried to make it a virtual rule of constitutional law. Let's set the record straight. For starters, Thomas Jefferson had nothing to do with writing the First Amendment. He was in France when it was written by James Madison. The phrase came from a letter Jefferson wrote to the Baptists in Connecticut. At that time, the Congregationalist Church was the legally established church in Connecticut. And Jefferson wrote to assure the New England Baptists that Congress would not take away their own freedom of religion. The trouble with the wall metaphor is that it seriously misrepresents what the First Amendment says. At the time the Bill of Rights was written, it was well understood that its purpose was to restrict the new national government from interfering with state governments and their established churches. It was also well understood that representative government and civic virtue depended on a moral people supported by religion. The First Amendment was written to be a one-way barrier that restricted the federal government. But Jefferson's metaphor has been used to create a two-way wall to restrict religious values from having any influence on our government. It's time people learn the truth about the First Amendment. It is merely a restriction on government. It is absolutely not a restriction on religious expression in public places.
Can activist judges be stopped, or will they continue to rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution or the will of the people? Find out what you can do by reading Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Or write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says the only difference between a taxman and a taxidermist is that the taxidermist leaves the skin, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, and I need to bring our listeners up to date just in case they are new listeners or haven't been keeping up with what's been going on. But yesterday we had, let me back up and start with the Three Amigos Summit. The Three Amigos, that's President Bush and the President of Mexico and the top honcho there in Canada, have been meeting in secret around over the countries. I say around over the countries. They've been here, there, and yonder. I think this is their third meeting on this SPP. But it has to do with, and we think, because we don't know, because everything they do is in secret, but we think it has to do with the North American Union, just like the European Union, where they eliminate the borders. And if you think Bush doesn't want to eliminate the borders, where is that fence that he was going to build? Okay, let's move along with that now, from there. Yesterday, we had a video. Now, when the Three Amigos met in Quebec, there was a couple thousand protesters showed up, and they had an area where they could protest legally. And there's a good video. This, by the way, Jeff, did you get that on our website?
Yes, that is on Studio C. They can go to DerryBrownfield.com, click on the button that says Studio C.
Okay, and they will get that. What it's like 5 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Then there's a picture, and we'll get to that in just a minute, but they have to click onto something else to get the picture of the boots, right?
It's right there posted with the video, and it's from yesterday's show, and that was the 23rd, so they would look for the date, August 23rd, and it'll be posted right there.
Okay, now, to me, this was news. I thought this was something that our news people would carry, because, our amigo was up there. The President of the United States was one of the things that these 2,000 Canadians and Americans, I understand Howard Phillips was up there as well, were protesting. And I came home and turned on Fox. They didn't mention any of it. But the thing was this, that these protesters were in the area where they were supposed to be. They all were people looked like they would be grandmas and grandpas. They were well-dressed, had neckties. Some of them had neckties on, but they were well-dressed. They could have walked in any nice restaurant anywhere and been served without any problem whatsoever. I mean, they were nice-looking, well-behaved people, and up shows these three hoodlums. What was the term we used? You used?
Hooligans.
Hooligans. I get hoodlums and hooligans mixed up. My grandfather always talked about hooligans. Wonder what hooligans were back in those days.
That's a different show.
Another show totally. He tries to keep me on the subject, and that's hard to do. But I don't have a one-track mind. I can think about a half a dozen things at the same time sometimes. Sometimes I talk so fast I say things I haven't even thought of yet, Jeff. But anyhow, these three hooligans show up wearing bandanas over their faces like they're going to rob the stagecoach, the Butterfield stagecoach, on the way to New Mexico. So anyhow, the good guys, the real live protesters that were there, and by the way, they're headed up by this Dave Coles, and he is the he's a union leader. He is president of the Communications, Energy, and Paperworkers Union. And I thought, boy, that guy really handled himself well under the circumstances, because here are these three hooligans. One of them has rocks in his hand. They're dressed like I said, like they're going to rob the stagecoach. And they're in there wanting to cause trouble. And Cole said he accused them of being cops right off the bat. And we've got a little about a 30-second blurb with what Cole said after the police in riot gear took them down and handcuffed them.
How do you know? I stopped him, looked him in his eye, and said, "You're a cop, aren't you?" And his eye just glazed right up. And I tried to take his mask off. We took it off. We got pictures. They're provocateurs. We got a peaceful group of young brothers down there, and we're going to ensure that these guys don't beat them up. That's our job. This is our line, and we're going to protect them. We're not letting some goon with a club come in and start a riot.
Okay, well, the goons came in. And it's so obvious, it's almost funny. It's when you don't, now that you know it, it's really funny. But when we were watching it for the first time and didn't know what the situation really was, these goons keep running over and talking to the police in riot gear. Now, these are, some of these, and they're admitting this today, they're the mounted police. They are the Canadian Royal Mounties. So, anyway, now this goes back to a couple days ago. The Mounties and Quebec police, the Mounties now, and remember the day that GB was on and I was bragging about the Mounties, how I met them in San Francisco and we talked horses because they were the mounted police and they did their mounted drill and all that at the Cow Palace. Nice guys. But those guys now have gotten as old as I am, and they're probably not mounted police anymore. Anyway, the Mounties and Quebec police deny using agent provocateurs despite video evidence that suggests undercover cops tried to incite violence. The denials did nothing to quell mounting outrage over police tactics. Anti-globalization and union activists joined with opposition politicians to demand an independent investigation. They also questioned whether police were acting on orders from the Prime Minister's office. Then Dave Coles, that's who you heard a while ago, he said, are Canadian citizens going to have to face these kind of provocateurs just because Stephen Harper seems to think we're some sort of loony left group? Quite frankly, that's insulting, and we don't accept it. We want answers from him. Now, when we come back, more on this. It gets pretty interesting. And why our news media doesn't cover it? Because they want to keep us dumb. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Field Show. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And we have returned. Now back to the Canadian Rocky, not Rocky, the Canadian Royal Mounted Police. Okay, they're denying all of this. They continued to refuse specific comments of three undercover officers caught on camera in an apparent bid to incite a confrontation. They denied using agents to provoke violence. I confirm to you that there are no agent provocateurs. It doesn't exist. The Mounties do not use tactics that would encourage confrontation or incite violence. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police cannot discuss details of security measures for major events such as the summit because to do so could jeopardize the integrity of our operations for future events. Now, let's again go back to, we've been jokingly call it the summit of the three amigos, but the national leaders of Canada, United States, and Mexico were there. Bush was there when all this was taking place. Liberal justice critic Marlene Jennings said the evidence is quite incriminating and called on the two police forces to clear this up. She said it's one thing for officers to pose as protesters in a bid to keep an eye on potential troublemakers, but to be instigators is completely unacceptable. Jennings then suggested protest organizers may want to file a complaint with the forces. Cole said his union has not done so yet, but is seeking legal advice. New Democrat, now that's one of the parties there in Canada, Libby Davis, says it seems like they create this environment, a show of force that sets up for a confrontation. I think we need to know who authorized this. How high up does this go? Coles then said, now that was Coles that you heard talking here just a while ago. He said police may have wanted to justify the millions spent on security for the summit by creating an incident they could quell. But he said there may also have been a political motive to discredit the protesters, making them look like violent radicals, thereby deflecting attention from the substance of their opposition. This is in the face of the SPP, where people can't even ask a question without having to face these kind of goons. It's time that all this secrecy and backroom deals end. Now, again, our president was in this backroom deal. And why our own media doesn't want to cover this, well, of course, we know why they don't, because they're told not to. But anyway, Coles then says the SPP is a fraud just like those three so-called activists were. Now, when this was written the day before that the cops finally had to come out and make a clean statement about it. If you remember yesterday, we were talking about this, and if you've had time to go to our website, you will see in the picture when they arrested the three goons, they put them down on the floor, down on the ground to handcuff them while their feet were sticking back. Then one of the cops, one of the Mounties, was down there beside them, I guess attaching the handcuffs, and lo and behold, their boots had the same trademarks on them. In other words, they were obviously bought at the same store. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back. And the police finally admitted the three officers were disguised as demonstrators. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
And we're back. Back to this police confrontation thing that was held a couple of days ago in Quebec, Canada. But like I have said, our president was there. One of the protesters says, "I have no hesitation in saying that they were police agents, and they were caught red-handed." She believes the agents were meant to provoke a confrontation and give police an excuse to use some of their toys, such as tear gas and rubber bullets. "It's self-fulfilling logic," she said. "You provide police with this kind of equipment, and they end up using it one way or the other. And one way to get started is to plant some people that toss a rock or two, and then they can unload on the other folks." Anyway, didn't happen. The protesters were wise. They handled themselves perfectly. I don't know how they could have done a better job. And they immediately picked these goons out as cops. And the Royal Canadian Mounted Police people were doing this. Quebec police admitted Thursday that three of their officers disguised themselves as demonstrators during the protest at the North American Leaders Summit in Montebello, Quebec. However, the police denied allegations. Its undercover officers were there, this happened on Monday, by the way, to provoke the crowd and instigate violence. Well, all you have to do is look at the video. It's on our website, and you can see they were there to instigate violence and to provoke the crowd. In fact, one of them, this Mr. Coles, his S on his name, Coles, handled himself very, very well. And this goony bird actually pushed him, hoping, I guess, that he could start a fight. Anyway, at no time, here's what the cops are saying. At no time did the police act as instigators or commit criminal acts. Well, they did. You know, if you would push a cop, it would be a criminal act, would it not? Well, what if a cop pushes an innocent person? Wouldn't that be a criminal act, too? Now, the police said this in a news release. They said that it's not in the police force's policies nor in its strategies to act in this manner. At all times, I'm again reading from their news release. Remember, the Mounties wrote this. At all times, they responded within their mandate to keep order and security. They did the opposite. They tried to instill a riot. It was obvious. The three undercover officers were only at the protest to locate and identify non-peaceful protesters in order to prevent any incidents. That's why they came with bandanas on their faces and rocks in their hands and started pushing people around, right? Police came under fire when a video surfaced on YouTube, and that's the one we have on our internet, that appeared to show three plainclothes officers at the protest with bandanas across their faces. One of the men were carrying rocks. In the video, protest organizers ensued. And by the way, in one of these news releases, they said that Mr. Cole wanted him to throw the rock. Plainly, he's on this video saying, "Put that rock down." He didn't say throw it at all. But see, this was the idea, to get these guys to throw it at the other cops. Who, by the way, they couldn't have hurt with a rock because they were in riot gear anyway. And then they could come back and, as this lady says, use their toys. You know, if you buy a kid a BB gun, he wants to shoot something. These people now, they have tear gas and they have rubber bullets. And, hey, let's use some of those. See how those things work, you know, in a real situation. The protest organizers in suits, and they were, ordered the men to put the rock down, called them police instigators, and tried unsuccessfully to unmask them. Well, whoever wrote this wasn't watching the video as close as we were, because they jerked the mask off of one of those people. And they weren't masks, they were bandanas. Like I said, like the old cowboy movies, they used to just pull their bandana up over their face, and that's the way they were dressed. Then the police issued boots identified the fake protesters. Protest organizers played the video for the media at the news conference in Ottawa. One of the organizers, union leader Dave Coles, we've discussed him before, explained that one reason protesters knew the men's true identities was because they were wearing the same boots as the police officers. Coles said the only thing he didn't know was whether the men were Quebec police or hired security officers. Our union believes that the security force at Montebello were ordered to infiltrate our peaceful assembly and provoke incidents. Now, see, this is exactly the same thing that happened in, in the state of Washington some years ago when they had one of these international meetings there, again, concerning about the same thing. It was one of these free trade things. Anyway, the police said the three were told to monitor protesters who were not peacefully demonstrating. Well, it was obviously they were there for other reasons. Now, there's a blog out that carries several interesting comments, and I'll share a couple of them with you, other people are having to say about this. The police were trying to incite a riot, one says. They were just caught in the act. It's just Coles being a good Samaritan, trying to stop a potentially violent confrontation and demanding that one of the men who picks up a rock put it down. It's already extremely tense by the time that someone starts pointing out or pointing at the masked protesters and chanting, "Police!" Coles demand that the men take off their mask and the majority of the crowd join him. Some even reach for the bandanas themselves and accuse the masked men of being cops. Well, they were cops. "You're a police officer." The masked men all freeze, seemingly dumbstruck. Then they kind of start being aggressive again. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We all like free stuff. Just the mention of the word free will make most people stop long enough to ask, what's the catch? Well, this time there is no catch. I'm going to give you something free, and there is no catch, really. I want to give you a free sample of my monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. All you have to do is ask for it. Of course, what I really want is for you to eventually subscribe to The Common Sense Chronicle, but you don't have to. There's no obligation whatsoever. I can tell you this, I'm not politically correct, and neither is the Common Sense Chronicle, but it is important to be informed, and there's much news to tell. So if you're not a subscriber already, let me send you a free copy of my monthly newsletter. Just send your name and address to Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or you can drop me an email by going to my website, www.derrybrownfield.com. The address again, Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose Thursday on a weaker dollar and ETF fund buying. Gold closed in New York up a dollar to $659.30 an ounce. Silver rose 7 cents to $11.65. Gold should continue to benefit from further investment demand through exchange-traded funds as investors add safe haven protection to their portfolios, said James Moore, analyst at TheBullionDesk.com. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West, The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it till somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today. Online at ParagonFoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who asks, doesn't expecting the unexpected make the unexpected expected? Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. During that commercial break, I have been going through a story that I had just gotten my hands on. Someone, where'd you get this, Jeff?
Thank you to listener Andrew, somewhere in Missouri, Martinsville.
Okay. Well, it's a good story, and it's a Washington Post article. Okay? A White House manual gives presidential advanced staffers extensive instructions in the art of deterring potential protesters from President Bush's public appearances around the country and out of the country, all right? It's not out of the country, because this isn't the United States of America. This is the Union of American Countries or something like that, North American Union. Anyway, any event must be open only to those with tickets, tightly controlled by organizers. And those entering must be screened in case they are hiding secret signs. Boy, they try to keep, and that's one reason Bush probably doesn't know any better, because they have built a hedge about him that truth cannot penetrate, all right? Any anti-Bush demonstrators who manage to get in any way should be shouted down by rally squads stationed in strategic locations, and if that does not work, they should be thrown out. But that does not mean the White House is against dissent. That doesn't mean the White House is against dissent. Just so long as the president does not see it, it's all right. The manual outlines a specific system for those who disagree with the president to voice their views. It directs the White House advanced staff to ask local police to designate a protest area where demonstrators can be placed, not in view of the event site or the motorcade route. So Bush doesn't know they're there, and they keep him in the dark about it, just like he keeps us in the dark about everything that he does. The Presidential Advance Manual has a stamp on it, sensitive, do not copy. But it was released under subpoena to the American Civil Liberties Union as part of a lawsuit filed on behalf of two people who were arrested for refusing to cover their anti-Bush T-shirts. That was at a 4th of July speech in West Virginia State back in 2 years ago. The techniques described have become familiar over the 6.5 years of Bush's presidency, but the manual makes it clear how organized the anti-protest policy really is. The manual demonstrates that the White House has a policy of excluding and or attempting to squelch dissenting viewpoints from presidential events. Individuals should have the right to express their opinion to the president, even if it is an unfavorable one. But the president never gets to see this, right? To counter any demonstrations who do, or any demonstrators who do get in, advance teams are told to create rally squads with large handheld signs, placards, or banners with favorable messages. Squads should be placed in strategic locations, and at least one squad should be roaming throughout the perimeter of the event to look for potential problems. So says the manual. Now, I watched one of Bush's motorcades here a while back, and the street was lined with everybody holding up their signs saying what a great guy this was, what a great thing he was doing. They were all cheering for him. And then the protesters, the people that are able to read the Constitution and see what's going on in the world, are hid off in a fenced-in area someplace. Anyway, these squads should be instructed always to look for demonstrators. The rally squad task is to use their signs and banners as shields between the demonstrators and the main press platform. If the demonstrators are yelling, rally squads can begin and lead supportive chants to drown out the protesters. USA, USA, USA. That's what the thing says. As a last resort, security should remove the demonstrators from the event site. As a last resort, okay? Shooting them with rubber bullets and tear gas? Didn't mention that. Advance teams are advised not to worry if protesters are not visible to the president or... Advance teams are advised not to worry if protesters are not visible to the president or cameras. If it is determined that the media will not see or hear them and that they pose no potential disruption to the event, they can be ignored. On the other hand, if the group is carrying signs, trying to shout down the president, or has the potential to cause some greater disruption to the event, action needs to be taken immediately to minimize the demonstrators' efforts. The manual goes on then, and it adds in bold type, remember, avoid physical contact with demonstrators. Well, those guys in Canada didn't avoid physical contact, and hey, they were the cops. They were right in there pushing people. Most often, the demonstrators want a physical confrontation. Yeah, they are if they're paid by the Mounties to do it. Do not fall into their trap. And it suggests that advanced staff should decide if the solution would cause more negative publicity than if the demonstrators were simply left alone. How much negative publicity do you think the Canadian Royal Mounties got out of this? You see, the whole thing is to keep us, you and I, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, doesn't make any difference what country we're in the dark. We're not supposed to know what's going on, and we're supposed to just be nice guys and never, ever disagree with the powers that be. Remember what Romans 13 says. Now, I've got an article coming out on Romans 13, and I don't know, if you're not biblical, you don't know what I'm talking about. But Hitler used Romans 13 to con the German people into believing that whatever the government says is right. Romans 13 was written by Paul. And Paul, in Romans 13, he talks about how you should honor your government, that they're there to protect you, and they're all good people. But let's realize that Romans 13 was written by the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle Paul spent half his life in jail because he didn't do what the government told him to do. So he's not talking about the federal government or the state government or the county government. He's talking about the kingdom of God. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Read about it in next month's Chronicle, or maybe I'll get it written one of these days. Anyhow, I've still got time here. The Mexican trucks are a-coming. This is a good friend of mine's article. Jerome R. Corsi has said this. I trust old Corsi. The requirements for the Department of Transportation Mexican truck demonstration projects have been met. 37 Mexican trucking companies have been approved to run their rigs through the United States starting in early September, according to a Mexican government report. Now, according to another Mexican government report, they're going to start in August. Well, what is today? Today is the 24th. So they're going to be coming along here in another week, according to one report that's coming out of Mexico. In the United States, the Inspector General at the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration on August the 6th issued to the House and Senate Appropriations Committee an audit about implementing NAFTA's cross-border trucking provisions, allowing the Mexican truck demonstration project to begin. This is just a demonstration project. Now, release from the president's office talk about demonstrations? We're not supposed to be demonstrators, are we? Well, this is a demonstration project. The report was withheld from the public until August 21st, 15 days after being delivered to Congress. The Mexican government report is posted in Spanish August the 14th on the Mexican government's website. It said conditions for the beginning of the cross-border truck demonstration projects have been met. The document that 37 Mexican trucking companies, now, they put that 37 in there all the time, and you tend to think 37 trucks. No, it's 37 companies. So there's going to be thousands of trucks, all right? They had satisfactorily met the U.S. Department of Transportation's requirements for participating in the demonstrating process. Now, you know, it just bugs me when I see those cops in brown, the little brown uniform cops. They're not highway patrolmen. At least that's the way they are in Missouri, and you see them in other states as well. They'll have a truck pulled over because he doesn't have a taillight or something. Now, they're going to let these trucks come in, just rattle-trap trucks. Some of them will be all right, but some of them won't. The drivers can't even speak English. Some of them can, but some of them can't. And, hey, we're going to just let them go right ahead. That's fine. But just pull over U.S. truckers. Don't worry about those foreigners. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we have returned. Back to the Mexican trucks. The document that some 37 Mexican trucking companies had satisfactorily met the U.S. Department of Transportation's requirements for participating in this demonstration project. A press release issued by the Mexican Transportation Secretary reported that the Mexican government anticipates starting the demonstration project the last week of August. Then the fine print in the August report says this: there are some unmet recommendations. Now, what does that mean? Again, it's all in the words. Unmet recommendations. They didn't meet all the recommendations. What is a recommendation? You recommend something. Does that mean you require it? No, you recommend it. Just like the 10 recommendations that God gave Moses. Right? They were just recommendations, not requirements. So they didn't have to do that if they didn't want to. It was recommended that they do, but they probably don't, so don't worry about it. By the way, speaking of foreigners coming into this country, the 2006 audit. I see, where'd that audit come from? It was, this is a Washington Times article. But anyway, there was an audit that showed federal, state, and local governments. Now get this, federal, state, and local governments are among the biggest employers of at least a 500,000 persons that are in the United States illegally using non-work Social Security numbers. Hey, they're illegal and our own government's hiring them, right? The numbers are issued illegally. I'm sorry. The numbers are issued legally with specific instructions that the holders are not authorized to work here in the United States. Representative Steve King, Iowa Republican, he's ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee on Immigration. And he says, let's clean up our own house. Let's especially clean up the federal employment of all those working for the federal government. According to this 2006 audit by the Social Security Inspector, okay, there's where it came from. Social Security Inspector General did this. He said 17 of the 100 worst employers using employees with non-work numbers were government agencies. 7 federal agencies, 7 state agencies, and 3 local governments. If you're illegal, can't get a job picking fruit, it's all right. Feds will take care of you. You can get a government job. Now, if you've been watching the news, which I've gotten to where I watch more than I was for a while, but either we're having droughts or floods in this country. We talked yesterday or the other day about the floods and the hazard mitigation plan, but what about the fires? There's several areas that are on fire again, and they're burning down multi-million dollar homes. And now you can get fire insurance where the insurance company will bring trucks out and protect your house. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consigners include a string of 66 black and black baldies and some red white-faced cows, good ages, bred to black bulls. They'll start calving in September. Sarah Farms are bringing them in. Danny Cowles will be in with 60 head of fancy Angus cows bred to Angus bulls to calve in the spring. June Reynolds will be selling 40 head of black and black baldy 3 to 6 year old spring calvers. Bethany Tillman has a 30 head set of Charlotte cows bred to Angus bulls, and they'll start calving in September. John Nunn will sell some 25 head of black and black baldy 4 to 6 year old cows. They have big calves by their side, 300 pounders at least, and they've been running back with Angus bulls. Snyder Farms may be in with a 50 head set of spring calvers. Now, these are just a few of the listings that'll be selling this coming Saturday. That's Saturday, August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, The Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and The Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. Jeff, I just heard that Wildwood spot, wildwoodspringslodge.com. I made a little journey down there here a couple weeks ago and met Ray Cuneo there at the lodge, and we had an excellent dinner. Very nice place, but you went down and took Angie.
I had a better time at the lodge than you did.
Well, that's because you took Angie. Now, by the way, I had a dog named Angie once. But Angie is Jeff's beautiful blonde wife.
She is. And, you know, it was very nice to go down there to the lodge. And when I was going, Bob said, "Are you coming for a romantic getaway?" And I thought, you know, we've been married long enough. It's not really a romantic getaway. It's just really kind of an overnight.
Oh, you're just getting started. You've been married long enough. My gosh. I've been married longer than you've been alive. But go ahead.
See, I made the mistake of just calling it an overnight adventure when really I wasn't in the proper frame of mind. It was a romantic getaway. By the time we left there, because we got to go in the clubhouse, and which is really the original clubhouse built in the 20s for the lodge, and they just have it all remodeled, and it's serene, and it's peaceful, and it's quiet. It's big enough for a large family for a whole week if you have a family reunion out there or something like that. But, you know, in that spot, we mentioned that they do concerts there. My father saw Asleep at the Wheel, a well-known country Texas swing band. Had a great time at the lodge, and you've had a great time. I've had a great time. It's still kind of winding down on their season, although they still have a few weeks left if you need
to. Yeah, they said, I thought it was interesting as to why they close down after the weather gets cool.
Just because it's such an old place, and it's hard to keep heated in the winter.
That's what they told me.
Yeah, when that cold weather comes, they just lock her down and open back up in the spring. But we had to push ourselves away from the table. The food was delicious. The service was great. Genuine hospitality. You just don't see it anywhere today. Certainly not down at the overnight joints that we're all familiar with. Anyway, I liked it there. Had a good time.
I'm glad you did. I'll go back one of these days.
You bet.
Anyhow, back to the private fire trucks. Let's see. How much time do I have? Here, I got a minute or two.
Okay. Two and a half.
2.5 minutes? I don't know if I can make this last 2.5 minutes.
Read slow.
I'm not going to read. We've all watched Lake Tahoe was on fire, if you remember here, the area around there, and all those beautiful homes were going up in smoke. Now, this is happening again. A private fire crew dispatched by AIG Private Client Group, which is a national insurance company that caters to wealthy clients. They're guarding 22 of these homes created by the Castle Rock fire. Now, there's hundreds of homes in there, but they only have 22 of them insured. And this company sends out fire trucks, and they fireproof these homes. The crew will protect only homes insured by AIG. The insurance company offers loss prevention services. A truck and two-man crew sent by AIG from Montana, dousing properties with Foschek, the same fire retardant dropped from U.S. Forest Service aircraft. You know, GB Oliver, ParagonFoundation.org, used to fly for these companies. He flew these and dropped this fire retardant. That's one of the things that he did, and he did quite well until... we have to get him to tell about this on the air. He tells good stories. But the reason he quit is he hit a tree and knocked part of a wing off. Actually knocked part of the wing off, left it in the treetop. And he got the plane. He is a good pilot. He got the plane back down on the ground safely. But that was the last time he fought fires. Anyhow. They say, we're not going out there to fight the fire. We're out there to protect our clients. This is a Forest Service fire, not a private fire. Owners pay more than $10,000 annually in premiums to get this service, and we are just about out of time. But anyway, something you might think of if you live in a multimillion-dollar home in the woods. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.